All right, if you're seeing a new podcast on your Hard Knocks feed and you're thinking, did we get Anthony Lynn to talk about the way the Chargers found a way to lose this weekend? No, the answer is no. There's no more Hard Knocks. We're done with Hard Knocks, but I'm so excited about another HBO Sports podcast that is coming out. It's called The Cost of Winning, and the host is Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz is now a guest here on our Hard Knocks pod to talk about The Cost of Winning. Victor, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man? What's going on, Peter?
I'm excited about this project. We're going to get into it. But for the listeners, I kind of wanted to set the stage as why this is so cool for me to see you doing this podcast with them and really what you mean to me. I was a freelance sports writer probably 10 years ago now, which is crazy, close to 10 years ago. And Victor Cruz had just had this incredible breakout season for the New York Giants. Salsa dance, the whole deal, go on to win the Super Bowl, unbelievable run. And Vic, you could help tell the story, but basically you get a book deal and it's like you need to work with someone on this book. And every New York sports writer wanted this job. Everyone interviewed with Victor to be the guy to help him write this book. And then some punk ass guy came waddling in with probably like a JanSport book bag and some ideas. And with all the New York Post and Daily News and Wall Street Journal and New York Times writers at his disposal, Vic chose me, and together we wrote his life story out in a book out of the blue, and it was a New York Times bestseller, and I'll say it straight up, I'll tell you this a lot, changed my career forever and really changed my life. So to see you doing the media stuff now, it just warms my heart, but I thank you every time I see you, but I'll thank you again and just love the fact that you're doing this now on this side of the game.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man, and I just I believe in preparation, man, and I think you were the only guy that came in and had the first chapter done. Like, you had the opening, you know, two pages of the book already done, and you read it to us, and I was hand under my chin as if I didn't know that this was me. You know what I mean? So I think in that moment, you just got to reward preparation, and I just thought you were a good dude, and you had good energy, and it's turned out to be that way as we got to know each other, as I'm walking you through Patterson, as I'm talking to you about my life. Like, you're putting it together and showing, you know, putting yourself in my shoes almost. And I think that's why the book came out so great. And, you know, my mother thanks me for you every day because she wanted me to have that book. That was kind of a goal for her, and that you knocked it out the park, piece. So thank you again, man. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's truly, I mean, whatever we can talk about, but to me, it's still the coolest experience I've had professionally. It's almost like, you know, you do these jobs and it's like, all right, day after day. That one was creative and collaborative, and I got to meet you and your family, which was the coolest part. And what's wild is your daughter was a newborn then. How old is Kennedy now, and like what is your daughter up to now? Because I think she's that is just an amazing thought to me, that now she's probably like a real person.
She's absolutely a real person. She's been a real person for quite some time now. I'm almost wanting her to slow down a little bit. She's going too fast for me, but she's 8 years old right now.
Oh my God.
She's in a language immersion school, fluent in Spanish, learning Mandarin as we speak. It loves it. Like, Pete, I'm not going to lie to you. We found our niche with her, and it's golf. Like,
really?
The girl runs around a mile a minute. She talks all the time. We're always having fun, jumping around. But if you give her a club and she walks up to that ball with the patience, and it's she's been playing since she was five. She has a beautiful swing. So I just got to keep, we're just going to keep cultivating. I found the niche with her.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it. And now we just, you know, now we hack away.
Now we I love work. It. We now got we hack away.
We got lessons at the country club, the whole
yes.
thing.
Yes.
It's the whole thing.
This yep. is the American dream. The next Nancy Lopez. Let's go.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So this exactly. HBO project you're doing now, I am so excited to hear. So tell me and the listeners what The Cost of Winning is and what drew you to the series and why you're being so, I guess, proactive and making sure everyone knows about this thing.
Man, when I got approached, you know, by this, by HBO, obviously, to do this, I just, once I heard about the story, and obviously this podcast is based off of and has the, you know, it's the sister podcast to the St. Francis docuseries that you'll see, and just the stories that these guys go through and the things that these schools and these players that these schools have to deal with on a daily basis. And it just reminded me of my hometown of Paterson, New Jersey, and being at Paterson Catholic and, you know, winning championships and all of that. But we're in the hood and we're in Paterson, and we still have to be careful. We still have to navigate the streets the right way and make sure we're staying out of trouble. And I think these kids, I saw myself and a lot of these kids that I was watching on this docuseries, and I was like, man, this is going to be it's not even going to feel like work talking, you know, doing this podcast, because I live this. So it's going to just feel like I'm having, you know, a little therapy session about my childhood and just talking about it with different people. And the dopest people we had, you know, Dapper Dan and Michael Strahan and all these different people on the show, that to hear from them and to see all the synergies in our stories, it just made sense, man. And it just, and I think it really led to a great creative project. And I think the people are going to enjoy it.
All right. So it's a 4-part HBO docuseries. It's called Cost of Winning. And it follows these young men of St. Francis Academy in Baltimore, Maryland, as they play like the best high school football teams in the country. So take us through those 4 episodes. You don't have to go through the plot or anything, but like, are there characters? Like, I feel like it's Friday Night Lights almost, with a mix of some of the other best shows on television.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll get to know some of the guys. You'll get to see. And it's funny because now you obviously at the end of the series, it shows you what colleges all these kids went to. And you can see them playing now on Saturdays. You know, they're actually out there and you can follow their careers, which is so fun, fun to watch. But yeah, you'll meet guys on the team that struggle with their grades and have to climb out of, you know, some situations in the classroom. You'll see guys that face things at home. You see guys that are, you know, are orphans and have to figure out, you know, where they're going to live next and, you know, have these foster families take care of them and things like that. And the head coach, who was one of the interviews as well, he's just a tremendous human being. Like, he just has a heart of gold and he really cares about these kids, and not just the highly touted ones that are going to Michigan, Ohio State and all of that. He cares about the younger guys, you know, the other guys too, that aren't getting those looks, but still need to get a college education. And I think that's the biggest thing that you see in the docuseries as well. It's not just about the big guys. He takes care of everyone and tries to do his best to get everyone into a school.
Yeah. I know what Paterson means to you. It's where you grew up and what you now mean to Paterson. Take us through those streets of Baltimore, Maryland. I'm married to a Baltimore girl, and I also know that HBO's done The Wire. Like, what are we looking at when we go to Baltimore, and what does this show kind of exhibit as far as what these kids are going through on a day-to-day basis?
I think every time they walk out of their houses, it's just uncertainty. You know, they make a left down this block, it could be the last, you know, it could, something tragic and traumatic can happen. Or if they turn on this block, or when they get out of school and go home, they'll get a phone call that one of their friends died and got shot. Half of the violence is done with is gun violence that they encounter there in Baltimore. So it's just that, you know, it's the same feeling I had. You walking around and you kind of have this naiveness, like, it can't happen to me, or that can't be me, I'm out. But I've never in those. It could absolutely be any one of us. It could have been me. It could have been, you know, any one of these guys that you see on Sundays that come from these inner cities, it could have been any one of us. So I think that level of uncertainty that they go through every single day and still have to go, you know, play football at a high level because they know what's at stake, and, you know, potentially getting their families out of those situations is the only key, and football holds the key. So just think about all these things that are culminating for this young kid who's 16, 17, 18 years old, trying to navigate life, and these are all the things that weigh on him. And I think that, you know, you just see all of that through these docuseries and through the podcast. As we even dig a level deeper into it, you just see everything that's going on in these kids' lives and how strong they have to be, you know, as young Black men to just get through these parts, just to make it through high school. They have to handle and, with, you know, endure things that adults haven't even gone through, you know.
4-part HBO docuseries, and yet you have the podcast, which is accompanying the series. And you mentioned Dapper Dan. Who is Dapper Dan, and why would you bring him on as a guest on this podcast?
So Dapper Dan is someone who is a high fashion designer that did it all himself, cut and sew himself out of Harlem, USA, as they like to call it. And he's literally a staple in the fashion business. And I think he has been one for some time now, as you go back into the 80s. And you have everyone who was anyone in culture, especially in hip hop and rap culture, had pieces from him. And he was a staple in the culture. And I think when they look at, you know, how other brands, high fashion brands, have emulated his style over the years, I think it's time now for him to get his just due. And I think his story from being younger and doing all those things and getting cease and desist letters from Gucci, from Louis Vuitton, from these major companies, enlightened him like, oh, they're paying attention now. Mm. And then refocused his energy and started to do it again differently. And now he's partnered with them. He's partnered with Gucci, and they're doing things collaboratively, which is like the ultimate full circle moment, you know, for him. So I think that you know, trial and tribulation story as he was younger and what he had to go through, the cease and desist and all of that, and then how he came out of that struggle to be here now to flourish and be where he is today. So I think it's just important. It's an important story for not just kids in high school to hear that emulate these kids and want to be like them, but for everyone to hear, parents, everyone alike, just so they see that there's stories about people that can make it from nothing, you know?
Love it. I deal with Strahan, Michael Strahan, every week for Fox, and people always say, like, what's he like? I said, you know, you might not want to believe, like, he's the nicest, kindest,
he's the best, man,
most
the
like
best.
Authentic dude you'll meet. And there's a reason he has all this success, because everyone's rooting for him. He treats everyone great. Like, I love Stray. He's executive producer on this Cost of Winning show, and he's also the guest on the final episode of the podcast. What was that like, collaborating with Strahan, who obviously is a Giants great, but also has, you know, kind of broken through in the media world and really charted his own path and made a career after football that I think a lot of players really emulate?
Yeah, it was great, man. I think, you know, one of the things that I wish I had the opportunity to do as a Giant was play with him, you know, but we missed each other by a few years. But I'm happy that I get to play with him on a different field now and trying to do these things off the field and really bring the people together and get as many eyes on this and bring awareness to this as possible. But it was just dope to talk to him, man. He's just, you know, a great human being and really had a lot of insight on this. And I love him because he aligns himself with things that just make sense for himself, for him. And then he brings people in. And then as I look at my career, as I'm hitting pillars and doing different things, you know, he's kind of the template for me. And I always look at what he does and admire him from afar. So to talk to him and the people, that conversation was probably, you know, the best one for me, because obviously Stray and I talk, you know, it was like I was talking to family on the phone. And, you know, yeah, there were parts where I forgot I was actually doing a series here for HBO. But it was just a great conversation, and the people will love it, I'm sure.
And his connection to this story, is there one? And really, what was his involvement in the I guess, the docuseries as a whole?
I think he just saw this story. I think he heard about these kids over the years and just wanted to highlight them and just wanted to see and wanted to show the people exactly what they go through and what East Baltimore is like and what the challenges are surrounding these kids on a daily basis. And he started as an EP, and I think he had, you know, a lot of input behind the scenes and just, you know, going through the process and what to film, what not to film and things like that. So it was just good to hear his take and why he did this. And I think in the interview, you'll get a lot of that.
I love it. All right. So Dapper Dan, Michael Strahan, a few other guests. What's your hope for the biggest takeaway for listeners of this podcast? If they're watching the show and they say, I need more, I'm going to listen to Victor speak to you. What do you want them to get out of the podcast as a whole?
Well, I just want them to understand kind of what kids in these inner cities go through and what these athletes go through. You know what I mean? That just adds another layer of stress on these kids to be great all the time at such a young age and have so much on their shoulders, and how strong that these young Black kids have to be, these young kids of influence have to be in order just to make it day to day. So I just want people to know that struggle, bring awareness to that struggle, and you know, if good things come from that, if there's more people that go, you know, go to the game and show love and give back to that community and that school and that area, then we've succeeded. And then hopefully people can see, you know, areas that look like this in their hometowns and their areas and how they can give back and be better influences and better people in their communities too, for the betterment of those schools. You know what I'm saying? So I just want people to just, you know, take that home with them and understand that, you know, these kids go through a lot, man. And, you know, I was one of those kids. I was one of those kids that had the pressure of feeling like I was the sole person that had to get my family out of the hood. Mm. And that's just the bottom line. You know what I mean? And I think all these kids face that. And there's a lot of pressure that comes with that. And now there's a show on HBO called The Cost of Winning that highlights that. So enjoy.
It's beautiful, dude. I say this truly, and I think anyone who's ever come across you in a casual or professional or personal manner, we'll say it. All the things you say about Strahan, they say them about you too, Victor. And, you know, you live life the right way. You walk the walk, but you also just are about it. And I think everyone knows how authentic you are. And I cannot wait to hear you hosting this podcast. It's called the HBO's Cost of Winning, and it's going to be on HBO Max. And of course, the podcast is the Cost of Winning podcast hosted by Victor Cruz. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get podcasts. So if you are a fan of Hard Knocks and you listen to this podcast, you're going to love this series. And of course, the story of the St. Francis Academy football team. But also, Victor brings in different guests than anyone else possibly can. He's got a huge network of guests, and he is not afraid to go to them and interview them, as you hear here. So, Vic, thank you so much, and good luck with the rest of the podcast. Happy for you, and I can't wait to listen.
No problem, man. Always great catching up and talking with you. Be well, and we'll speak soon.
All right, beautiful. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Hard Knocks podcast listeners. We'll be back next August. Don't worry. But for now, here's a preview of what's to come on Victor's podcast, HBO's The Cost of Winning.
What is the cost of winning? For the young men at St. Francis Academy in Baltimore, Maryland, winning goes far beyond the scope of the game. Simply put, winning means so much more when you got nothing to lose. What's up, everybody? I'm Victor Cruz, Super Bowl 46 champion, Pro Bowler, broadcaster, and your host for the Cost of Winning podcast, a joint production between HBO and Driven Society. On this podcast, man, we're going to talk about winning. And winning isn't easy. It comes at a high cost. It requires sacrifice and commitment and more sacrifice. Winning isn't something represented by some shiny trophy or bragging rights or some coveted list and job titles. Winning is finding the comfort in the discomfort. Winning is running toward the problem. Winning is welcoming obstacles and embracing the lessons that live in defeat. Winning is a deep fear of not leaving it all on the floor, the field, the block, or the boardroom. Those who set out to win are ready to lose everything else. Everything else. The football players at St. Francis Academy exemplify exactly what it takes to be a winner. And I myself, being an undrafted free agent from Paterson, New Jersey, to become a Super Bowl champion, this story resonated with me. And I know it'll resonate with you too. Throughout this limited series, I'm gonna be talking to some people I'm cool with. I'm talking to some people that we're all gonna learn from and dive deeper into the themes that we see throughout this series. So please go ahead and subscribe right now to HBO's The Cost of Winning podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening to podcasts nowadays. And make sure that you're streaming the first two episodes of The Cost of Winning on HBO Max that begins on Tuesday, November 10th at 9 p.m.